saw a bit of how that happens. We also saw that when that's going on and we are going along with Jesus and we're in that gifting of hospitality that comes from the Spirit, we've also seen that we see God through other people. That not only we are the hosts only, but the recipients of the Spirit of God. And today what I want to look at is a little more of how God is the host for us. That we experience God's hospitality. And there are some very interesting things that come from this rather familiar gospel. You're the salt of the earth. And you probably call other people the salt of the earth. That person over there, a wonderful guy, salt of the earth. And also you're the light of the world. And I want to concentrate this morning a bit on the light of the world and what happens when you turn on the light. Now there's the obvious, of course, but we'll get to that. There are some misconceptions, I think, about what it is to be the light of the world. And Jesus actually says, you are the light of the world. And some of the misconceptions have to do with how we feel about that. You know, our reaction to Jesus saying, well, you know, you actually are the light of the world. We think, well, no, it's only Jesus. Who am I? I can't be the light of the world. All of that. And we think it's only him. And then if we start receiving that idea a little more, some people will think, well, the light of the world, that's really the extra pious, really good, the professional Christians. They're the light of the world. Not me. I just can't do that. I'm a sinner. All of this. Which, by the way, you are. But that doesn't compromise what Jesus says. So there's also the idea that the light of the world, that we are only shines in the church. It only shines when we're together for worship or going along in prayer or something like that. And what I want to do this morning is show how it works that you and I are the light of the world wherever we go and whatever we do. Now, I'm learning this a little more deeply and a little more practical application because of my own stage in life being an aging male. There's times in the middle of the night I gotta get up. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's dark, all right, and I gotta go from where I am to another place and then back. And often what I need to do is turn on a flashlight. Fortunately, there's a flashlight app on the phone, you know, right there. You turn that on.
I got a solution for you.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. I got to go right away after church anyway. So what I learned about getting up in the middle of the night in the dark and turning on the flashlight is that when I turn on the flashlight, I do not expect the other items in the room to come to me. I expect the light to guide me to where I'm going. I think a lot of Christians will think, if I get really good with God and I memorize scripture and I say my prayers and I go to church and I pay my tithes and I am nice to people and I do all kinds of things and try not to get into any trouble, then my light will shine and I step out into the world and non-Christian people will come to me. And I'm thinking, I have never, ever turned on a flashlight and expected everything around them to come to me because the light was on. Everybody with me? When I am the light of the world, the light is shining so I can see things that are around. Now, I get that far in my thinking. I think, yeah, that sounds good, that sounds right. So what is it that I see? Well, obviously, I see all the darkness and sin of all the non-Christian people who are out there. And I'm just shining a light on that so that they will then feel just terrible about all that and repent and come to God. Well, I've just taken one step back from that idea that you turn on the light and things come to you. When I turn on the light, and I'm the light of the world, because I am, and so are you, what happens is this. The light shines on where you want to go. And what you see is the place where God is at work in the world. That's what you see when you turn on the light. Because that's where we want to go. That's the desire, the thought, the motivation that God's put deep within us to be with Him. Everything in our culture that says you need a place to belong, you need to find your way home, that all is created within us by God, and it's the drive to connect with God. When our light is shining, which it always is, and when we're looking where the light is, what we're moving towards is the light of God in the world, where God might be at work in one way or another. And the reason that you see that where God is at work is because God is inviting you to that place, that relationship, that area where He is shining. That's the hospitality of God. It's saying, come on over here. Join in. I've set a table here, and I've already got some people coming up to the table, and I want you to come too. And one of the things that you can begin to assume is that the people coming up to the table are not people who have committed themselves to Christ or come to church or been baptized or experienced the Spirit of God or anything like that, except that He chose to work in their lives first. And now you're joining into that. So the next question is, how does that work? How do you do that? See, I've been paying attention when you've been talking to me. You didn't tell me this. How does that work? This is how it works. When you are here, gathered together in this place with everyone else that you're coming to know and to love and to walk with, forgive, and so forth, and you come to this table, what happens is, you are standing, being in a place that has been made for you, where you belong. And that is with the people of God. And you know you're in the story of God. You begin to know who you are. You begin to recognize the voice of God as your Father, calling you to the table, calling you to be with Him, saying you are forgiven and you are my child. You begin to recognize that. So that you recognize it again outside of this room, outside of this place, apart from these relationships, wherever you may be, at any other time during the week, there's something that happens, something that just comes into your mind and says, I know that voice, because I hear it at this table every Sunday. Morning. Already, when we have gathered and begun opening our hearts to God by singing, intentionally opening up to God, you probably noticed a lot of the lyrics address God directly. That is where you begin to recognize the sound of His voice, the sense of His presence. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. When He draws near to you, there's something about it that you can pick up wherever you go. It's one of the things that happens here. That's why when at the end of our time together, it is, I go in peace to love and serve the Lord. That's wherever you are, where you go. And what happens is your light is on. And it guides you to where His light is all. in that place where he's working. That, I mean, that's part of the general reason for the Christian discipline. It's not so much that you get God to love you more. He can't love you any more than he already does. He loves you fully, infinitely, more than we can imagine. Nothing separates you from his love, nothing at all. All of that is absolutely true all the time. You go into the Christian disciplines so that you can perceive his presence. Catch how he loves you. And grow. Now there's one other step I just want to describe for you today. You're the light of the world. You've stepped out into the world. The light is shining. You're looking around for where you want to go. You see the presence of God. You've recognized it. You start moving towards it in whatever way is appropriate. That light, that you connecting with God, you seeing the presence of God somewhere, that is God pouring into you a piece of his love for the world. Oftentimes, what that will be when you see the presence of God and you're drawn to it is, sometimes it's, we call it a burden. I really have a burden for this kind of person. Or sometimes it's a desire. I would really love to see this area or these kinds of businesses or that kind of group be more already, just to be built up and strengthened and magnified. I want to see this group of people redeemed, walking in the love of Christ. That's Jesus pouring like a laser of his light into your heart. That's the mission focus. That's Jesus speaking to you the things he wants you to hear, you to know, you to catch. It's the purpose of your life. It's the significance for which you were born. It's all the things that have gone on in your life, dark or bad or great or wonderful, all woven together, and now that light is shining through you, and it catches and connects with the light of God working on someone else, and you begin to see it, and you say, that's the kind of person I would do anything to have him come to know Jesus better. When that happens, you know your life is off. You begin to know the reason you were born. You begin to understand how Jesus is going to be working through you. You begin to understand what's going to build you up to be who you were created to be. You begin moving past trying to maintain everything that you're juggling into living the life you were created to live. You still have to do some juggling. So your life connects with that life. You begin to see the ones that God is calling you to turn and respond. You have caught one of the most precious, vital things you can ever get from Jesus. Our desire here, our goal, if you will, is to protect, build up, nurture, and release those words from Jesus into your heart. To equip you for the moment when your light connects with the light of God and something starts happening. To release you into what you were created to do and to be. Maybe put some people around you, whatever it takes for that to happen. Because that's the method Jesus has when he says, I will build my church. That's how he built it. Now, just to be transparent, I could talk about this with you all day. And you would help me, and I would help you get into the place where we're actually connecting with that light and not trying to build the lampshade. I just don't know what else to say about it except what I just told you. And what I want more than anything for my life as well as yours and our life together is that we step into that light and let it shine in ways we've never seen before. The most important reason is that's the way Jesus built his church and that's who we're following. Another reason, still a high priority, but not as high as that, is that the number of people who do not connect with this story and this table is rapidly increasing all the time. But you and I are the light of the world. And when we step into that light, we start connecting with what God's already working on people who have no idea what this table is about. And that begins opening doors for them to come and be part of the story of God themselves. Consider, ask God, what do you mean by all this for me? See what he has to say. Or you might ask specifically, Lord, this week, how can I be the light of the world? How do I see where you are and connect with that? How do you want me to be that person? And then, whatever comes to mind, do that. God bless you. And what you might say is, well, how do I know that that was God? Allow me to save you some time worrying about that, calling me up or whatever. I mean, I'd be happy to talk with you. When that question comes up, how do I know that that was God? Put that question on your mind and just do it. Just do what came to your mind. You have my permission. Well, maybe not John. No, but you have my permission. You have my encouragement to try it and fail. You will not be kicked out. We will walk with you until you get to the place where you know you have connected with Jesus and are walking in what he asked you to walk in. And if you fall, that's fine. We'll be right there. If I fall, you'll be right there. We'll be with each other, walking to that light, connecting with the ones that Jesus has prepared. Let's go ahead and give it a try. Or as they say in England, where our church came from, the Church of England, give it a go. See how it works. You will not be kicked out. Let's stand. Lord, we ask that your light would shine in a way that we could see it, that our light would shine and you would guide us to where you are at work so that we may do what you desire for us to do for the glory of your name. Amen.